Trumos Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin. We are still dealing with Truma, whose flavor is imparted into Chulin, whether or not the Chulin mixture now becomes Meduma and has to go to a Kohen. In this case, in this Mishnah, Chulin and Truma items were pickled together. And the question is, how much flavor went from one to the other? Zeisei Chulin, if you have Chulin olives, Shekivashan im Zeisei Truma, that were pickled together with Truma olives. Olives were frequently preserved by putting it into a brine, into a kind of salt water, and you put Chulin olives and Truma olives and pickled them together. The question is, do the chulin olives absorb any flavor from the truma olives? Pitsue chulin in pitsue truma. If it's a case of crushed chulin with crushed truma, so the olives that were put into this brine were crushed down, pitsue chulin im shaleme truma, or crushed chulin with whole truma. In this case, the crushed items of the chulin absorb flavor from the truma olives. Whether the truma olives are also crushed doesn't matter. Once the chulin olives are crushed, they start absorbing all sorts of flavor. Obimei truma, or if the truma water was being used, then aser. Then everything's aser, because crushed chulin olives are going to absorb whether from truma olives that are in the brine with them, or even water that was being reused. It had been used for truma olives before, and now you're reusing it for chulin. The water is going to then impart flavor into the crushed olives that have been put in. Aval shaleme chulin in bitsue truma, mutter. But if the case is whole chulin olives put in with crushed truma olives, then we say that the truma, which is crushed, will absorb from the chulin. But whole olives do not absorb flavor from whatever's there in the solution with them, and so they're not going to absorb whatever it is that they get from the crushed truma olives. So then you don't have to worry, and they're going to be permitted to a non-kohen. Mishnah Ches, once we're talking about pickling, now we continue the discussion. Dug tamei shekivasho im dug tahar. Non-kosher fish, a tamei dug in this case, not kosher, is pickled together with kosher fish. So they are both put into the same brine. The question then is, what's going to come out of the non-kosher fish, and how much do we need to nullify the non-kosher fish that was in this mixture? Kol garav shehu machazik sosayim, any pickling barrel that holds 2 sa'a in volume, im yesh bo mishkal asara zuz biyehuda, shein chamesh shloim bagalil, if it holds the weight of 10 zuz of the Yehuda, of the Judean kind, which equals 5 sela from the Galil, because they use different kinds of coinage, dog tamei, of the non-kosher fish. So you have a situation here where you have a 2 sa'a pickling barrel, and the non-kosher brine that's in there is the weight of 10 Judean zuz or 5 zuz from the Galil, and all the remaining brine was kosher. This would be a ratio of, the way they figure it out, 960 to 1 of kosher brine to non-kosher brine. So it's practically 1,000 to 1. It's this kind of huge quantity. And they figure out using upper mathematics all of the logim and the litras and the zuz, but we won't worry about the math. Then siru aser. Then its brine is forbidden. So if the non-kosher part of the brine is 1/960th or more of the total brine in the barrel, then it's forbidden. So it's a teeny tiny minute sort of amount. But if it's less than 1/960th, if it's only 1/1000th, then it would be mutter, for example. Rabbi Yehuda disputes the Tanakhama a little bit in terms of the percentage. He says, revius besosayim. He says, 1 revius out of a 2 sa'a barrel. The original Tanakhama's version was 1/960th. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 1/192nd. Or more, but less than that would be allowed. So Rabbi Yehuda's point of view, approximately 1/200th is a lot bigger than 1/1000th, and so he allows a little more non-kosher brine in there. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Mishishim Asarbo, Mishisha Asarbo. Rabbi Yossi says, however, 1/16th. non-kosher brine is nullified if it's less than 1/16 of the total mixture. So the three quantities that we have is 960 to 1, that's the Tana Kamma, 192 to 1, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and 16 to 1. That's Rabbi Yossi. The halacha, in fact, the way we paskin, is basically according to the Tana Kamma with the 1,000 to 1 amount. And we're the most machmir in terms of the quantities that we permit of letting the non-kosher into the kosher.